This WTAC editorial of the air is brought to you by Tuffy Muffler Shops of Saginaw, Flint, and Bay City. Now, WTAC's Vice President and General Manager, Peter C. Kavanaugh.
At periodic intervals today, WTAC is inserting into its normal programming special segments, being featured not so much as a remembrance, but as a renewal. Those who precede us surely live with us and in us in direct proportion to their influence upon our own lives. The following, therefore, is, in a sense, a personal statement, which sheds light on our own roots at the Big Six, and perhaps on yours, as we remember only to renew.
Hey, dear, rock and roll, rock on, ooh, my soul. Hey, dear, boogie-doo, DJ. Hey, shout, summertime blues, jump up and down in the blue suede shoes. Hey, rock and roll, rock on. And where do we go from here? Which is a way that's clear? Still looking for that blue jean, baby queen, prettiest girl I ever seen. See her shake on the movie screen, Jimmy Dean.
What is this?
Well, I made it, and it's for you. It's all the money you lost on the lettuce.
You made it?
Yeah.
But how?
Beans.
Beans?
Yeah, we bought futures of 5 cents, and war came along, and price went sky high. So, that's for you. And it's all the money you lost in the lettuce business. And that's for you, and I made it for you.
Cal, you will have to give it back.
No, I made it for you, Dad. I want you to have it.
You'll have to give it back.
Ooh, I can't give it.
To the people you got it from.
No, British Purchasing Agency? I can't give it back to them.
Then give it to the farmers you robbed.
We didn't rob anybody. That we paid 2 cents a pound, 2 cents over market for that stuff.
Cal, I sign my name, and boys go out, and some die, and some live helpless without arms and legs. Not one will come back untorn. Do you think I could take a profit from that? Please, I don't want the money, Cal. I couldn't take it. I thank you for the thought, but
I'll keep it for you. I'll wrap it up, and we'll just keep it in here. And then
I'll never take it. Son, I'd be happy if you'd give me something like, well, like your brother's given me, something honest and human and good. Don't be angry, son. If you want to give me a present, give me a good life. That's something I could value. Cal!
I think that you can't just go around proving things and pretending like you're tough.
Yeah, that's right.
You can't, even though you got you look a certain way, you can't.
That's right. You're absolutely
you look,
you're absolutely right.
You're not listening to me.
You're involved in this just like I am. Now, I'm going to the police, and I want to tell them I'm involved in this tonight.
Well, did anyone see you there?
Oh.
Did anyone see your license
plate?
I don't know.
What about the other boys? Do you think they'll go to the police?
It doesn't matter.
Why should you be the only one involved?
Well, far be it for me to tell you what to do.
Oh, are you going to preach? Do we have to listen to a sermon now?
Well, I'm only trying to tell him what you mean. You can't be idealistic all your life, Jim. Nobody thanks you for sticking your neck out.
Except to yourself.
Jimmy Dean.
Sit down, young man. Sit down and make yourself comfortable.
Jed, I don't guess I have to tell you. Luz was a woman with strong, sentimental feeling. She prepared a list of things here that she wanted to give all the people in Rieta.
Yes, we find that she wanted to... that is, we find that her bequest to you was in the nature of a little piece of ground.
It's that little piece we used to call Buffalo Wallet. Now, that little piece is worth... the most. How much, Ben?
Oh, at the most, $500 or $600, Vic.
Yeah.
Well, now... To get right down to the point, Mr. Rink, we are prepared to place in your hands, in cash, the sum of $1,200. Yes, sir?
Boy.
$1,200, which any of these gentlemen here, I'm sure they'll be happy to tell you it's twice the value of that land.
Definitely.
Oh, at least twice the value of that land.
I don't know what to say. She was a fine lady.
Yes, she was a fine lady. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. And I want you to know that I appreciate her generosity. And yours too, Bick. And y'all, I sure do want to thank you for it. You know something, Bay? I don't know, but what just might not be a pretty good idea to gamble along with old Madama.
How do you mean?
Just gamble along. Just keep what she give me. I'm sentimental too, Bick. I just think it's good to gamble along with her. I know that land ain't worth much, but then someday I just might up and put my own fence around her. Call her Little Rieta.
Jimmy Dean. Rock on. Rock on. Rock on.